Hello there. This is Elliot Finkelstein. We have a really great show for you today. We're going to have a bunch of delegates calling in live from the Continental Congress, which has been going on. We have Clive Cleveland. He's a delegate from Iowa. We're also going to have Schaefer Cox from Alaska, Larry Graves from Oregon, and Rick Voss from Illinois. Lastly, we're going to have Todd McGreevy. He was one of the big organizers and volunteers to make Continental Congress 2009 happen. He's also a member of the press. So we're going to talk a lot about what's going on so far, what format are they using, what kind of progress they've been making, what expectations they have for the success of Continental Congress 2009 turning into a real paradigm change in the way our government functions, if we can actually get them back to following the Constitution. We're going to hear about people's different opinions, what votes they've taken so far, what the outcomes were. I talked to Clyde yesterday. He mentioned that there were some difficulties controlling everyone. Everyone's, you know, so liberty-minded and I'm sure wants to get their piece in. I want to talk about all those things and cover all of those subjects. So pretty soon now we're going to get these guys calling in. And they're going to be talking. It's going to be a really nice group-type chat, and we definitely want callers. If you're interested and you want to ask these guys questions, we want you to call in. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. We're going to have a really great show. So, again, for people who are just tuning in, we're talking about Continental Congress 2009, which is currently going on right now. And I'm going to go to their website here. There's actually a live stream available of the Continental Congress, and what you can do to access that is go to freedom.tv/live. That's freedom.tv/live. And there are various times throughout the day where they broadcast live different things happening. And if you want a schedule of those things, you can go to the Continental Congress 2009's website, which is cc2009.us, cc2009.us. And right there on their homepage, they have also the player where you can play it live and a schedule of events so you can keep up with what's going on there. Let's see, while we're waiting to get people on, I guess I'll tell a little bit about people about what Continental Congress 2009 is if they haven't already heard about it. Basically, it's an attempt.
I'm on, Elliot.
Oh, Clyde's on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh,
Clyde. Am I live now? I think I'm on.
Yeah, good.
Great job introducing everything. Elliot's fantastic. I mean, this thing, a lot of us can't sleep at night. We're so excited to be here. Todd, are you on, too?
I'm trying. Can you hear me?
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so we can hear Todd, too. Like Elias said, Todd has been one of the main organizers of this event. He really has a good feel for what's going on, so it's going to be great having him on the show today. We really want you to participate today in this because this is it, folks. I mean, what is going on here in these 11 days? We have 48 states represented with delegates that have been elected from 48 different states to come here and decide what to do to take our country back. Take our country back, by what I mean by take our country back, is this country is so far off of the Constitution, of the original principles that our founders intended for our country, that it's not even, it doesn't even resemble anything that they dreamed of. This morning we had a fantastic presentation by Joe Bannister, who used to work for the IRS, about his whole story. And I hear the music, so we're going to get interrupted here for a commercial. But don't go away. Call your friends during this break and tell them to get on this show. This is it, folks. If you want to save this country, you need to hear what we're saying here. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back, and we're talking about Continental Congress 2009. Schaefer, are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm with you. This is Schaefer from Alaska, Schaefer Cox.
Hi. So can you give us kind of an overall feeling level analysis of what's been going on so far? You know, is there a lot of tension going on, or, well, I'm sure there's a lot of excitement, just, you know, in your own words.
Well, there's definitely a huge level of tension. But I really, it's not between the delegates. It's that these people are here, you know, and myself being one of them, under just tremendous, tremendous pressure, because we were all sent here by all of the people who see what's happening, you know, back in our states, and our constituents sent us here, and the, you know, we're kind of in the 11th hour of an ailing republic, and we're trying to address that, and that's just a tremendous task. We're all totally with one another, and there's a tremendous amount of unity, you know, that's just beautiful to be a part of. But at the same time, we're just in this intense, high pressure kind of philosophical combat zone, and we're on the other side, and we feel like we're surrounded, and we're having to come up with a plan to defend our Constitution and our country and our families back at homes and everything that's precious and valuable to us. And see, everybody knows that the law is on our side. The Constitution limits the federal government and it only enumerated powers, and they just totally disregard the Constitution. And what we're finding really is that it's not a matter of law at all, because the law is on our side. It's a matter of force. because we know what the law says and they know what the law says, but they don't have to care what the law says just because of their willingness to exert force. And we've sent them all of these petitions and we've begged them for years, and people say, well, they haven't heard us, they haven't heard us. And what the fear is that the reason that they haven't heard us is because we haven't been speaking their language. And their language is force. And none of us want that. None of us want to wind up in an actual bloody fight for liberty. That's so horrible. And it's just hell. I don't want that for my family. I don't want that for my country. But everybody down in their gut, whether they have ever verbalized it or really put it out into words, just kind of quietly in their own mind, they know that it's kind of coming to that. And then when you get 153 delegates from every state, you know, and you get 58 states represented here, and you just get blindsided and you get hit by a Mack truck, which is the fact that all these other people see what you see and feel what you feel, and you almost wish that you were a nut. Because then it wouldn't be real and you wouldn't have to deal with it, and you could just think, oh, whew, I'm just a nut. But it's coming down. So there's kind of two groups in it, in this Continental Congress. They're definitely allied, like I said, and there's a tremendous amount of unity. But there's a group that is, more interested in being diligent to the duty to have fully exhausted the petitioning. And I totally agree with that. That is absolutely necessary. And we should not eclipse that by the other goals at all. But equally important is to prepare for what many people are calling the inevitable, which is that in order to be free, we will have to disobey. And right. We'll have to rebel. And that won't be an act of rebellion at all. In fact, it'll be an act of submission to a higher law that they are in rebellion to. So there's two people that are, there's two sides of the issue, and there's people that are rallying around getting ready for the inevitable, getting ready to let this collapse and rebuild, and there's people that are rallying around being faithful in the due diligence of petitioning. And so both of those need to be addressed, but I think that we have the manpower and the passion in this group to successfully do that. So this is huge, and it's historic, and it's a tremendous amount of pressure, but it's a burden that we all must bear. You don't get to choose what gets thrust upon you. Here we are. We can't deny what has been laid before us.
Can you hear me? I was just going to ask Schaefer if he could talk a little bit about his opinion of the amendments that we passed yesterday that we were sending to the both federal, state, and local governments on the money issues and Federal Reserve issues.
Well, I thought that those were great, and if they were to act on those, that would be beautiful. The fact is that the people in the lower levels of government will be educated by those, and they'll say, huh, no kidding. Wow, that's unbelievable. I kind of feel like a putz now. Right. The people at the higher level will be like, oh, great, here they come with this stuff again. Who let that information get out?
Schaefer, could you just quickly explain what you think, what those things do to the audience? Because the audience, most of the people are listening to us today, don't know what the gist of those amendments are.
Clyde, can you hear me?
Sure.
Yeah, this is Todd, and I don't want to correct you, but when you use the term amendments, I think the public might hear that you're trying to amend the Constitution, and right. These are actually remedial instructions and civic action resolutions. That's what I understand the proper title for these work products to be.
That is correct. He's right. There's not a proposal for an amendment to the Constitution. There's an instruction to the federal government on how they comply with the document that created them, which is the Constitution.
Yeah, to Schaefer's point, or what he mentioned about earlier, you know, getting ready for the inevitable, and the way that the Congress is convening is that they're tackling each respective violation, each topical area of a violation. There's one in the morning, and they focus on that with speakers, and then they focus on another one in the afternoon, and then in between those speakers, they're deliberating in the Congress and the Committee of the Whole to come up with these work products that include remedial instructions for the federal government and remedial instructions for the state governments to comply with the rule of law. And then if they do not comply, in theory, within X amount of days, then we are encouraging the America at large to sign on to these civic actions, these things that will take place. And Schaefer, you used the word disobey, and I think you corrected yourself, which I agree with, is, you know, we are the lawful ones. This isn't civil disobedience. This is civic action. This is us doing our civic duty. And we're trying to give a roadmap for America. We're giving Congress the benefit of the doubt. It's a modern-day olive branch petition. One last shot, guys. Instead of us telling you that you're doing it wrong, which we've been doing with petitions for 14 years, you haven't listened. Okay, we're beyond. This is beyond elections, beyond tea parties, even beyond petitions. We're now at the instructional level. You guys didn't want to hear out the petition. Now we're going to tell you how to do it right. And if you don't do it right, here is the hammer that's going to come down. That's how I perceive the proceedings today. Correct me if I'm wrong, delegates.
No, that is absolutely right. And not only is it instruction, but it's an instruction that is coming from a duly elected body that is represented by 48 states. Now, a question that you might have, and so we don't skip over your question, basically the basic gist of the instructions to them was comply with Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution that mandates that our currency be backed by gold and silver so that it doesn't just plummet in value and everybody's savings become worthless and they can't buy anything and they can never retire. You've got to switch over to following that. And it laid out some technicalities and some specifics of you abolish this and you phase this out and you do that. And Edwin Vieira, a foremost authority on the matter, did some tremendously great work, and we accepted that and put that forward on the specifics of how the state and federal government could do that. Now, when I talked about a duly elected body, here's the difference, because listeners out there will say, well, isn't that what the state government is? Aren't they duly elected body? Yes, but here's the difference. The federal government creates all this money out of thin air, which basically comes out of your pocket by reducing the value of what you already worked for. And then they turn around and they offer it back to the states with strings attached. So they get those states addicted to federal funding. And so when the states look at our instructions to them that say, phase this out, start, make the federal government comply, what they'll say is, ooh, that's right. But if we take a stand and we advocate for following the law, we will lose our federal funding. And so the state governments and even the local governments aren't representing the people to the federal government. They're representing the federal government to the people, because the federal government is robbing the people and giving the state and local governments a cut. That's the difference in the political process right now that nobody believes in. That's why nobody votes in it. And this Continental Congress, which is not caught up and bought off by the fiat empire that America has become.
Very good. Very good, Schaefer. Thank you very, very much. I think we have another delegate on, ready to come on, Elia. Larry Graves from Oregon.
Yes, hi, Clyde. How are you doing today?
Yeah, and Schaefer, by the way, you're more than welcome to stay on and contribute. But I did ask Larry to come on from Oregon as well.
I just stepped out of session to speak to you, and we might have some votes coming up, so I need to get back on the floor. So appreciate your show and everybody out there. You have a duty to figure this out before it just lands in your lap. You have a duty
thank
to
you, yourself Schaefer.
And to your family. So that's my parting words, and thank you for your show, and keep the world updated. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Schaefer.
So, Larry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I thought another thing that people might be interested in hearing about is the format that you guys are using.
I had a bunch of music in the background. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I think we're getting pulled for a commercial.
Yeah.
All right, well, when we come back, Larry's going to talk about the different format views.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given a constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, everybody. We're back with the Common Sense Revisited show. We have a bunch of people connected live from the Continental Congress 2009. We were just talking with Larry from Oregon. Larry, are you still with us?
I sure am.
Hi. So I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the different format that's being used in the Continental Congress.
About the different formats regarding...
Yeah, so you have like different agenda items, and are those agenda items up for vote or debate?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, essentially what we're doing is we are taking the 10 most pressing issues that we've identified prior to the Continental Congress, and taking these on one at a time. Typically, we're dealing with two of these issues per day, and we've developed a format where we have an open discussion in the morning, typically regarding the particular issue of the hour. And then we break into subcommittees where we actually get the work done and we hash out the specific details of the violations of the Constitution that we've seen that are very evident and supported by evidence. And then the most important part, perhaps, which is our recommendations to the citizenry and our instructions to the state and federal government regarding our findings.
So are these documents that you're preparing, are they available online now, or they will be available later?
Yeah, they're in development. So there is some information. My understanding is that we're able to put some information up in near real time as the conference is continuing. But I'm looking forward to the real payoff, which will be a final version of all of our civic actions and instructions to state and federal legislatures, which will be the final work product of the Continental Congress. And I'm sure that'll be posted within a day or two of our conclusion, which is going to be, it's currently scheduled for Saturday, the 21st of November, in the evening.
Yeah, so, Elliot, the first work product came out yesterday afternoon, and we're working on getting the format at cc2009.us so that the archives not only will include the video of the presentations and the deliberations of the delegates, but also the physical work product that they agreed upon. So yeah, you should see that forthcoming within the next 24 hours. And like a lot of things, it picks up steam, and then it, we get a flow and a template, and it'll all start to rock and roll.
So it seems like there's kind of two parts to this. So the first thing that's being done is we're recommending courses of action, you know, that they correct their abuses, our different governments at different levels correct their abuses, and through a petitioning process by saying, this is what you need to do by this time. And then if that fails to work, which I imagine it will, I don't think they're going to just change that easily, then there's other instructions for the citizenry to take matters into their own hands in some sort of peaceful, hopefully, way to have the outcome that we want. Is that a correct analysis?
Yeah, I'd say that that is correct, and I would add one thing. The civic actions that we are recommending are to be taken immediately. We don't need to wait for a reaction from our government. We have been, in fact, waiting for specific responses for many years to specific petitions for redress of grievance, going back with the WeThePeople.org effort, going back at least 15 years. And these are, you know, formal, well-documented evidentiary hearings and legal proceedings, which the federal government has refused to respond to. So the people have waited long enough, and it's time for action. We recommend at all times peaceable action, and we will have levels of escalation, I would imagine, in our civic action recommendations as they come out on each of these sets of violations of our constitutional rights, our rights, which are guarded by the Constitution.
Larry, could you give people an idea of, you know, half a dozen or so of some of the petitions that have already been filed and some of the rights that we're talking about?
Well, sure. There's essentially, you know, 10 areas of constitutional violation that have been addressed. But, you know, among them, the income tax, the existence of the Federal Reserve banking system, the takings of personal and private personal property. You know, I could go on. There are a number of these. And I think in every case there are civic actions which can be taken by the citizenry as soon as they learn of them. And that's our big challenge. It's actually our biggest challenge is to just get the word out to all the people that they are being harmed. The people understand that there's something wrong, and we are simply trying to point out this is what is wrong, and this is how you're being harmed, and this is what you can do to take action to begin to reverse this decades of unconstitutional behavior by our federal and, in many cases, state governments.
Yeah, yeah, very good. I think another big thing that people should understand is that these wars that we're involved in around the world are totally unconstitutional, and petitions have been filed saying that, you know, we should not be bombing and invading these other countries without a declaration of war. Put that up after this break.
True.
We're going to a commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, everybody. We're back with Common Sense Revisited, and we have more delegates live from Continental Congress 2009. I just wanted to give Larry a chance to make any final comments so we can get back into the assembly and join with the others. Larry, you have anything?
Sure. Well, sure. I appreciate that. You know, when you initially asked me if I had any reactions to the various violations or which violations the Congress is reacting to, in my little voice said, gosh, where do I begin? There are so many. But, you know, just to rattle off a few, and I've actually had them listed here elsewhere in my notes, but, you know, the federal government meddling in the business of other countries, undeclared wars, as Claude just mentioned, gifting money to private companies, ownership of private companies. The Fed has taken over ownership of GM. As I mentioned, the Federal Reserve Bank, the direct unapportioned taxes on labor, invasion of privacy, the Patriot Act, the failure to execute the laws that we already have on the books. This is an executive branch failure on the part of the president and his entire chain of command, who fails to properly execute the laws of the land. We have secret ballots, electronic voting machines. No one knows what is going on inside those machines. Absence of proper and organized state militias throughout the country. These are all direct violations of our Constitution, and they must end.
Thank you, Larry, so much for being with us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So we have Todd McGreevy still on. We also have Rick Voss. He's a delegate from Illinois. Rick, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, Rick.
So I think you just recently connected. We've talked previously just about some of the format of Continental Congress and the different violations that we are going to be petitioning and the different actions that we have listed for federal and state and local governments and even just the citizenry. What else can you tell us about what's going on there?
Well, did anybody kind of run over the... Well, here, let me just explain. The first day, you know, went very rough, of course. You know, everybody was trying to be heard. We got caught up in a lot of procedural issues. A lot of people were angry. You know, the pitchforks were waving in the air and ready to get the torches. And the great part is it only took us about a day to get things under control. And by now, the third day, we are just rolling along wonderfully. We got committees on specific topics set up. And we now have the same, I just complimented the distinguished gentleman from New Hampshire who, you know, started out just an angry average citizen and now has turned into quite the intelligent diplomat that he always was. It just needed to be brought out once, you know, we all get settled down. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about what we're going to be producing.
So are there any specific topic that has been the most controversial, or is everyone pretty much in agreement?
Well, I think everybody knows that some topics are more important than others or that some are the most important. Certainly the Federal Reserve and the money system the Second Amendment. And the reason is, and I spoke on the floor about this, that there are two great powers of government, which Edwin Vieira educated me on in various, you know, books and articles. That's the power of the purse and the power of the sword. And the founders put in the Constitution through the coining of money and gold and silver that we the people would maintain the power of the purse. You can get whatever gold and silver you want, keep it in your own pocket. You don't need bankers. It won't lose its purchasing power. It'll always, the wealth is always in your control. They did away with that. The banks now control all our wealth through inflation of worthless paper money, so we lost the power of the purse. How could we do anything if we don't have the power of the purse? Now the power of the sword was all the Second Amendment and the what was back then the militias. You maintain the power of the sword. Supreme Court justices even say in decisions that, you know, what force could ever stand up against, you know, 100 million armed people? And that would be the power of the sword, which we would not only be using for our own self-defense of our lives, our liberty, and our property, but as a deterrent against tyranny. Well, through all these gun control laws, we lost the power of the sword. Now, as we stand in America, the people have neither the power of the purse nor the power of the sword, and those are the big issues that I think we're going to remedy.
Mm-hmm. Now, are people talking about, like, how to educate the average American, you know, to kind of wise up to these issues? You know, that was a really great analysis. You know, we really do need to be able to control our own money, and we need to be able to protect ourselves from our legislators if they act in ways that are, you know, against the law. But how do we educate the people? Or are we beyond education? Or are we just moving into, like, an action stage now?
No. Jeff Dickstein, in his presentation today, he, of course, addressed that issue, too. We are all out there for many years now trying to educate the public. But I'm glad you brought it up because our committees on various issues, I'm going to be on the income tax committee today. I'll be assigned to that, and I'll be working through the evening or even night with the committee. We are to come back with three, every committee is to come back with three documents. One is an instruction or command of the federal government. One is an instruction or command to the state government. And then the third one would be what you're just talking about is a suggestions to the suggestions or ways we can come together as 200 million adult citizens all moving in the same direction to achieve the liberty we should have long ago have been preserving.
That sounds like a very good plan to me.
Elliot, this is Todd, and Rick, that's a great analysis. And Elliot, you used a term that we're developing petitions, and again, we have a communications challenge here as the national team to make sure that we get the work product properly positioned for the public, because this is beyond petitions. These work products are no longer petitions. They've proven they're not listening to the petitions, all three branches of government. These are instructions to the legislators in Congress. We are the master. They are the slave. It's time for them to do what is right. And the work product that Rick's talking about, you know, out of the committees is going to be instructions. And they may change the nomenclature, you know, to commands or whatever it is. But Rick, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you agree that this is beyond petitions? We're not asking for permission anymore.
No. We're done petitioning. Yes. Not only has Bob Schultz formally documented petitions for the past 15 years, but even myself, along with, my God, it must be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of citizens over the last 20 years or 30 years, have in one form or another battling, which are petitions to the government. No, we've exhausted the petition stage. This is, we're still at the stage where we want to settle this peacefully.
That's right.
So we're now moving towards more of a instruction or a command that we want our government to do. And at the same time, while we're saying this, we will be regaining our power of the sword along the way, and that is one of the biggest issues with the biggest debates. I sat in on the Second Amendment committee, too, and there's a lot of minds coming together battling with words, you know, on how to formulate the instructions and what we as citizens can do. And that's what we're putting together.
And, you know, Elliot, one of the ideas behind such a instruction would be to repeal, you know, all laws that restrict, open carry. You know,
right.
I've seen that discussed, you know, whether or not it's been voted on or anything. You know, I'm a little out of school there, but, you know, those are the type of things. Well, then what's the next step for a free people if the government refuses to adhere to those instructions to comply with the lawful, you know, constitution they swore an oath to uphold? Well, then maybe America just needs to start open carrying everywhere. What are they going to do if we all start doing it?
Right.
Sure. Civil disobedience is definitely what we're discussing, and it has been suggested that, and it is very effective. Let me give you, for instance, the disarming of door-to-door disarming in New Orleans after the hurricane. Okay, you got what, 4, 5, 6, you know, heavily armed military guys going door-to-door on some poor homeowner disarming him. Well, if we had committees formed or groups formed, civil defense formed, they can also be known as militias, then the word could go out. And then instead of one guy standing, you know, with not much force against them, you would assemble 10, 20, 30, and then you would stand your ground and say, what you're doing is unconstitutional. You swore an oath, obey your oath, turn around, and go away. You cannot disarm us. It is our unalienable right to bear the arms. And then you would see a completely different result from what we currently have.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm making, this is very helpful for me, Rick. I'm making some notes for some talking points, too, for the delegates I can recommend, because I was even on a different radio show yesterday on Jack Blood, and he used the term civil disobedience, and I learned this from Bob. You know, it was called Martin Luther King, when they did their march, it was called civil disobedience. As Bob points out, no, actually, what they were doing was very lawful. There was an economic sanction that the African Americans did with Martin Luther King, and they refused to ride the bus. They did an economic sanction. That wasn't civil disobedience. It was very lawful for them to withdraw their resources and not use the public transit and walk to work instead. That was lawful. That was civic action. If we use the word disobedience, it denotes that we're going against the law. We're actually more lawful than the crooks in Congress. They're the ones who are disobeying. And I'm parsing terms here, but I think it's important for America that we get on the same page.
Oh, absolutely. I've been working up in my mind to present about the Federal Reserve issue is to boycott banks.
Yeah.
I haven't been using banks for some 10 to 15 years. Not only can all of us stop using banks, stop using checks, stop using credit cards, we can all survive without that stuff. We just use cash. And then you encourage all your family, brothers, sisters, cousins, friends, and it'll expand out to where we would have millions of people stop using the Federal Reserve banks.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
an action.
We have a caller, actually.
Great.
Rodney from Illinois, are you there?
I'm here, yeah, Rick. Great to hear your voice. And
hey,
I'm
how
sure
you doing, Rodney?
You are. Oh, pretty good. Hey, I've got a question about the Second Amendment and by inference for the whole proceedings. I'm of the opinion that I am endowed by certain rights by my creator, specifically the Second Amendment. You know, those rights aren't granted by the current Constitution, but are supposedly protected by them. How in the reports are, you know, these orders or working documents that you have, that you're preparing, are you acknowledging the rights that precede government, specifically to the Second Amendment, and that, you know, they come from a higher authority, you know, and by implication, you know, all of the rights, you know, the assertion of what is right and moral, is there, in these proceedings, is there an acknowledgement accepted by the delegates, and is that being communicated in these working documents?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The delegates understand that, say, for instance, the right to keep and bear arms, and there are many we're discussing, but these are fundamental, God-given birthrights. Unalienable, that the Constitution doesn't grant them, they merely mention and reaffirm them to tell government to keep their hands off. And the documents we are going to be giving are going to be strong worded documents explaining exactly that. We're done talking politely. It's now going to be harsher words, no more petitions. We're no longer asking for anything. We're telling the government we've had enough. On federal and state level, and then at the same time we're telling them that and giving them a chance to remedy it, the final chance to remedy it, we will be figuring out plans on what you, me, and all of us across the country together, acting with one strong voice, can be doing also in preparation of what might be, you know, a not-so-polite battle down the road.
Okay, well, very good. And to the host, thank you for letting me butt in here. And, Rick, thanks for the updates. And I was proud to see on the Freedom Force Weekly Digest that your article, your update was featured. And keep up the good work.
Oh, good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rodney. So, Todd, I wanted to kind of ask you a few questions in regards to, first, Rick, do you have anything else that you wanna say?
No, actually, I'm pretty good, and since I'm on my lunch break, I could call it here and then maybe grab something to eat before they close the buffet.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and you've been extremely enlightening, and good luck with all your proceedings.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Talk to you.
So, Todd, I want to talk to you about. So, I want to talk a little bit about after the Continental Congress. Are you
right.
there?
Yes.
What can people do? What type of advertising? You know, we're doing this; it's being done. But how do we get people to know about it? What plans are forming to
very
spread
good question,
the word?
Elia. And there almost needs to be a sidetrack, you know, here. About strategy after, and I've started crafting some notes about that last night, as a matter of fact. There's just so much on the table as it is. It's fairly overwhelming. And, you know, Bob, when he originally had this vision last December, Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation, to, you know, what is the next step for a free people? You know, he had the vision, well, what did our founders do? They petitioned for 11 years, the British Crown, and got nothing but, you know, repeated injury. They convened a Continental Congress, and that's kind of where, you know, it was an aha moment for him to do a modern-day Continental Congress. He originally proposed 60 days, you know,
wow.
2 months of this. And, of course, you know, that's difficult in this day and age, you know, and it got winnowed down to 30 days. And now it's been winnowed down to, you know, 12 days. Resources is typically the challenge. You know, funding, frankly, is what drives the ability to do all these things to the best of our ability that we want to. So that dovetails with, you know, how do we get the word out about this work product? Well, you know, A, we had about 11,000 people is what I was told from the good folks at Restore the Republic and Republic Magazine who are doing all the live streaming work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can explain more when we get back from the break.
Yeah, we're coming back. We're going to get right back into this. All right? We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, everyone. We're back with Common Sense Revisited Show, and we're talking to Todd McGreevy and Clyde Cleveland. Todd got cut off at the last break. He was talking about what we're going to do to market this event, these proceedings, after the conclusion of Continental Congress 2009. So, Todd, if you want to keep going.
Well, what I was sharing was that Bob originally wanted to do this for, you know, 2 months, knowing that it would take a lot of work to get through this. It's down to 11 days, 12 days here in St. Charles, Illinois, which is a northwest suburb of Chicago, from November 11th and November 22nd. And frankly, we're still about a little over $100,000 shy of actually making budget on the the stripped down version of this event. It's done extremely professionally. The facility here at Pheasant Run is awesome. And I'm a little off subject, Ellie. I'll circle back to your question here. The crew here, Gary Franchi, George Shepard, and their crew have done a phenomenal job with the live web streaming and the multiple camera angles and accommodating everybody's needs. And it's been a phenomenal process to watch. The record for America that's being established here is going to be the product that gets marketed. I mean, the speakers that Bob has lined up and others have worked to line up have just been phenomenally illuminating. We had a Ralph Connor speak yesterday from the Heartland Institute, and he did a documentary called No Guns for Negroes, and he talked all about the Second Amendment and so forth. It was a very, very compelling presentation that he made. That one alone, I can't wait to get the archive link to that up on the website. To answer your question about marketing, we're hopeful that content is king, and when people see the truth and the presentation, and they see how well this is put together, they're going to tell everybody, and it'll go viral. Now, obviously, it needs a push, and the only way to do that is to raise money, and we had hoped to raise – the original budget for this event was $2 million. And we had set aside $1 million, and it was very transparent. It was a whole published budget to use for traditional, mainline, dominant media advertising to draw eyeballs to this event. And we just were unable to raise the funds. The fundraising environment out there is very difficult. You have a lot of people running for office now, thankfully, as Liberty candidates, people like Peter Schiff and Adam Kokesh that have been on this show. And so there's a struggle out there in terms of resources. I also think a lot of people just didn't quite understand what Continental Congress is or the promise of it. And so we almost have to go through the motions and get it done so that people can point to it and say, wow, look at that. I really learned so much, and now I understand the true nature of the dire straits we're in and what can be done. Where do I send my money? And we've seen the donations pick up. We've seen an uptick in that, and I would encourage everybody to go to cc2009.us and click on the donate button and send what you can to this event, because right now several people have gone in debt to make this happen, and we'd like to be able to raise more funds over and above paying for this event so we can use them to publicize and promote the results of this Continental Congress. The other thing that's been proposed is that out of the culmination of the remedial instructions to Congress, the remedial instructions of what to do to fix the wrongs that have been done to the state legislators and the civic action steps that all Americans can take to make them comply to the law, those three work products are going to coalesce into what is right now being called Articles of Association. And this is kind of another nod to the history of the original Continental Congress. When the first one convened in 1774, prior to convening, the delegates all signed an Articles of Association, which was an economic sanction against the British merchants, and said, we're not going to do trade with Britain, you know, until we get these things resolved. So this modern day Articles of Association, which is kind of being built up with all these resolutions and these civic actions, we hope to be able to present that as the challenge to America. Hey, America, here's what came out of Continental Congress. Are you willing to sign on the line like these delegates did to these Articles of Association?
It looks like this is the conclusion of our show here, and thank you.
I hope that answered your question, Elliot.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for having us on, Elliot.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, and we'll definitely keep in touch with you and make sure that we know what's going on in Continental Congress 2009. Thank you all very much for being with us, and we'll see you next week.